Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Thursday, Friday Eve. That could only mean one thing. Cigars with the Cave Show, live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. We have a loaded show for you today. We're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to talk NFL. We're very NFL heavy. I have picks. I have the top 10 power ranking. Things I promised you yesterday, but I'm definitely getting to today. But I did some soul searching. So I switched number 10 and number 11, the just outs to the just ins. Yeah, you might say a couple things, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, we got that. I got some trades I'd like to see in the NBA. Some teams I'd like to see some stars go to. Might catch off guard with a couple of these. I didn't get a chance to get into the White Sox yesterday, but I'm going to get into the White Sox today. It's utterly ridiculous. I'm still hot about that. Still have to put Bactine on this card. The NCAA football, got some thoughts about that in this season. Anyway, I'm not going to get into it now because then that's me doing a show. Also, tomorrow, just to give you everyone a heads up, we will have a encore presentation tomorrow. So this is technically our Friday, so let's get it in. Let's make it happen. This is PLR. This is the Cave Show, and we are coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located 4991 South Alma School. That is Alma School and Chandler Heights, locally in Chandler. Make sure you get down there and definitely check them out. Let them know that PLR from the Cave Show sent you. They will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. You also can become a club member. Get you access to the member lounge, get you a locker back up to a humidor, leave you sticks here, never have to worry about them going bad at all. Tons of TVs all over the place. It is the start of the Masters today, so that is on just about everywhere here. Also, remember, Maduro's does serve beer and wine, so you can get your adult beverage on while you're watching your favorite sporting event. Now, if you can't make it down here, don't worry about it. Just go to the website. That's Stogie World, StogieWorld.com. Again, it's through one of the best selections of cigars you're going to find. Place your order, do it early enough, and it will ship out the exact same day. All that's done right here at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. And like I said, let me know that PLR sent you, and they will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. Thank you for joining me today, this Thursday, on Cigars with the Cave Show. And they're messing me up today here at Maduro's. Because not only do they have all the TVs on, but they have LTD playing in the background. Now, I know a lot of you young cats don't know who LTD is. And phone line, I'm coming to you. Trust me. Calling number is 917-889-7828. Bear with me for 1 second. But you youngsters, y'all don't know. So if LTD comes on, it kind of messes you up in the mind because you start singing that song in your head. There's always music playing here. And when you got the man with the pipes, Jeffrey Osborne, blowing in the background like he's doing now, it makes you just kind of stop and remember that you're a grown-ass man for a second. So anyway, I thought I'd just get that out. Y'all lucky I'm not singing because I'm this close to letting the pipes go, and I'm not going to do it. It's doing everything I have to hold us back. So let's go to the phone lines. That'll stop me from singing. This is the Cave Show with PLR. Thank you for your patience. What's happening with you?
Hey, Paul, does this mean you're back in love again? Oh, boy.
Oh, better than that. Oh, Lou. What do you know about LTD, Lou?
Oh, come on. It's because I'm a white guy. That's me. I know that stuff. Come on.
Lou, I love it. I love it. I knew there was a reason you were my man. What's going on, buddy?
Look, I mean, no, because, I mean, I like 70s and early 80s R&B music. That's when real R&B music was. Today, you can forget.
I don't think they have real R&B music right now. There's a few artists like Calvin Richardson and stuff that are really good, but other than that, there's not a lot of good stuff out.
No.
And they don't have slow music anymore. You know, they're playing the slow. What we have is much more than you can see. They don't have slow songs anymore. Back in the day, you go out and you have your girl and you put the music on and you let the words do your talking for you. Now you can't play the stuff they have to a girl. They don't want to slap you.
I'm showing my age.
What's up, my friend? How are you today?
All right, another week for NFL. We're a week over. What,
are you ready
now? Yeah, I'm ready.
Got your seatbelt on?
I do. At least the Jets had the week off, though. Oh boy.
That means they can't lose.
That's right, but they can't win either. Well, it's like they're going to anyway.
Yep, they cannot lose this week. I guarantee the Jets will not lose this week.
Thankfully.
So interesting stuff, though. I see the Steelers are preparing as if Big Ben is definitely going to play, and they'll go to Plan B if needed.
If they can.
COVID.
Remember when I said that? A lot of people were thinking that, you know, the Steelers are going to go 16-0. I said no. I'm thinking, you know, there's got to be one week that's got to be, you know, having a loss. And I think this might be the week since we got Big Ben out. That could be a factor right there. I could be wrong, but, you know, I think this could be, you know, that first loss.
I could see that. But I think Ben is going to play. Like I said, they're preparing as if he's going to play. He's obviously passed a couple of the COVID tests already, or they wouldn't even – you know, be setting it up like this now. So I think he's going to be good to go unless there's a setback that obviously no one will be able to foresee.
So, you know, I'm still thinking maybe this is the week that, you know, they might get. But, you know, I don't see, you know, too much after that. I mean, Pittsburgh is just unstoppable this year.
Yeah, and they win ugly. And when you can win ugly, that's it.
Win's a win.
It really is. It really is. But I think winning ugly is a good thing to be able to do.
Yeah, just like when fighting the work, fight dirty.
Well, winning ugly, winning dirty. That's two different things. But I'll take the ugly win.
Yeah. I was on the nighttime show last night, actually.
Oh, okay. So you hopped on with gameplay.
With gameplay, yeah. Yeah,
awesome.
I mentioned you as well. Like, you know, like, this number sounds familiar. Oh yeah, and you know, we mentioned you. So I get a chance when there's nothing on with my other networks. So you know, I was able to get in for a little while.
Well, that's awesome. That's one of and as Lou is referring to gameplay, it's one of the shows on our network hosted by Mia Chambers. It's a fun show, actually. It's a real fun show. Very loose, very laid back. Very fun show.
Yeah. I can say what not fun is right now is, of course, with the COVID situation now, it's how the SEC is a mess, and it's affecting now some of the college basketball games as well, including my Pirates.
Yeah, you're Seton Hall. That's your team.
That is. I mean, you got to...
Say that again, I'm sorry.
The guideline says 2 weeks, but I don't think that's actually. Well, I don't know if that's mandatory or not. You know, but I think they just say it's a suggestion. So, the game is scheduled for the 25th of November. I don't know. I would like to see it happen, but you know, if the guideline says 2 weeks, then this could be a very ugly beginning.
Well, I think they're messing this whole thing up, Lou, to be perfectly honest with you, because this is where the NCAA is all screwed up. I'm glad you brought this up. The NCAA needs to be on the same playing field, and they're not. Every conference is doing their own thing. And I think that's bad because you don't have one set thing. Everyone is just doing their own thing. And I don't know how that helps, to be honest with you. I don't know how that helps anything.
I'm not sure it does either.
You know, look at the Big Ten. Big Ten has a 21-day rule. I think the SEC has a 7. I want to say the ACC has a 14. Pac-12. Now, here's where the Pac-12 gets screwed. I think they have – it's either a 7 or 14-day rule, but the state of California has a 21-day rule. How do you get anything in?
I'm not sure. I mean, you know, that's doing all the hard way.
You know – The NCAA
needs to, you're right, they're not.
Well, and I blame the NCAA because the NCAA, they're a fraud. They keep wanting to talk about how everything is amateur athletics when what they really need is a commissioner. The NCAA needs to have a commissioner,
yeah.
Someone who can align every conference the same way. And I know there's going to be pushback from the SEC, especially when it comes to football. I'm sure the ACC and the Big Ten would have pushback when it comes to hoops. But if you're going to have 5 major conferences all battling to get to the same playoffs, you got to have some likeness. You can't just have everyone doing their thing all willy-nilly, and that's pretty much what they have right now.
It does complicate things, doesn't it?
I've never seen anything like this. But they want to keep flying this flag that they're amateur sports when it's all about money.
We haven't had situations that's in our lifetime either.
No, and it's always been about money, and I don't know why they just won't admit it's about money. It truly is. It always has been. So we'll see how that shakes down, though.
Yeah, I just hope it's not going to be, you know, like this throughout the season where it's just going to keep on, you know, rescheduling or canceling games, because we had enough of that with football. Yet the NFL,
Let me ask you this question.
The
college games play one game a week, and they're having a hard time getting games in. College basketball plays 2 games a week, sometimes 3.
At least.
Are we really expected to believe that the college football games that can't even always get one game a week off is supposed to be a better model than the basketball games, which are going to attempt to get 2 to 3 games a week off?
No.
I just find that really weird.
Yeah, I think we all can agree on that.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to figure out how they're going to pull this off.
Yeah, well, I just hope that that's not going to be, you know, a lot of games being called off.
Yeah. The good thing with basketball, though, I would think, Lou, and I think this will help your Pirates and help a lot of teams, that will help a lot of teams is because there's a tournament, let's just say you only get 10 games in. You could still run a conference tournament. You know what I mean? You can still do something with that. In football, if you can't get 8 games in, you can't get 8 games in. It's a wrap. But with basketball, you could dance around a lot of different things.
Yes.
So I think that's going to be a big difference.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, I'm just looking forward to getting the season started.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And as long as we can keep these kids safe and keep them healthy, I'm really excited for that to be the next step.
I guess what was going to happen to my Pirates?
Oh, did I mention to you that the Arizona State Sun Devils are ranked number 18? Did I mention that already?
Yes. I think I knew. I keep track of the rankings.
Okay. I was just letting you know now, just in case I didn't tell you. They're ranked number 18 in the country, so I just thought I'd share that with you.
Right. I hear that.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and by the way, Remy Martin, ASU's point guard, is on the All-American, pre-All-American list. Did I mention that already, too?
And Rutgers is ranked number 24.
Yeah, not familiar with them because they're 24. Now, see, when I went to school, 24 was higher than 18. So I stopped looking once I got to 18.
No, but at least they're still ranked. You know, a lot of people are going to be ranked. So.
Just giving you a hard time, my friend.
I know.
Just giving you a hard time. But,
yeah,
yes, sir, that's what's going on.
But,
Lou, do me a favor before I jump on you.
Yes.
Give everyone the enhanced sports information again, please.
All right. It's called coronavirussucks.com. The enhanced sports show. Always need a little sarcasm before I give the real number. The enhanced sports show. We're on Saturdays 5 to 7 East Coast time. I think it's what, 2 o'clock for you now?
Three now. Three to 5.
Okay. Then 3 to 5 your time. The number to call is 512-543-4662. And then again, 512-543-4662. We'll cover the MLB awards. We'll cover the Masters. College pro football predictions, of course. The NBA is official start date. So we got a lot to talk about this week. So if you got time, give a call. And tell your listeners as well to give a call.
Well, and that's believe it or not, that's what you just did.
Yeah. It's open to all the general public.
And then remember, I don't know if you heard it, tomorrow we have an encore show on.
I did, yes.
So we will be back ready to roll on Monday.
All right. I'll be there.
All right, buddy. Hey, listen, I appreciate it. Thanks for hanging out with Chambers last night. That was cool. I appreciate that.
And if they get time, I schedule again. I'll call back.
All right, buddy. Have a good weekend and be safe.
You too.
All right, thank you. Good friend of the program, Lou. Always good to catch up with him. He gave you the number for his show, so give it a call on Saturday. It's a good show. I've called before. I'm going to try to give a call this weekend. Let's step away. Let's get back. Let's do this power index for the NFL. So we'll do this. We'll come back, we'll do the power index, talk a little bit in the NBA, and then we'll wrap it up with the picks for the week. We'll do all that right here on the Cave Show with PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Coming to you live this Thursday, Friday Eve, as we do every week, from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. That's right, it is Cigars with the Cave Show every Thursday. Come on down and let them know that PLR sent you. You get 10% off of your cigar purchase. If you miss any part of the show or any part of any show, well, actually, any part of a daily show, you can catch the replay at KSRN, Casual Sports Radio Network. Download the app from the Apple Play Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you get your apps from. If you ever are driving around, can't remember where to find The Cave Show as we're heard on KSRN and VTR, hit that listen live button right there from the website. It will take you directly to the show. The website is sportscave.com, where Cave is with a K. Get in there and definitely check that out. There's a whole bunch of shows. So if you hit that listen live button and it's not during a live show time, it will take you to a list of our shows. Check one out again, or or listen to your favorite one over and over and over again. All that's done at thesportscave.com, where Cave is with the K. So I want to talk power rankings, and I'm going to do this a little bit differently. As opposed to going 1 to 10, I'm going to give you 10 to 1 NFL power rankings to start this week, or to end this week as we start our Thursday night game tonight. And that game is Indianapolis versus Tennessee. Should be a good game. Two very good teams going heads up. Now, you don't have to agree with this power ranking. You may even say you're out of your mind. You have a right to say that. You also have a right to be wrong. And know that I'm right when it comes to this power ranking. So let's do this. First five teams out of my power ranking. Cleveland, Las Vegas, Chicago, Tampa, and Miami. In any order you want. And I know a lot of people think Tampa is a top 10 team. I think we're getting out of Tom Brady exactly what I thought we'd get. I said it before, and I'm going to keep saying it. The only thing better at 43 than 42 is bourbon and scotch. Tom Brady is still going to have those games, those specific games where he's going to look really good because he's really talented. But as you all know, as you get older, you just can't do it all the time the way you used to do it. There are those times where you can do it really good, really well, top notch. But then that next time out, you just aren't the same. And then maybe the time after that, you're not quite the same, but you're better. And then you reach that peak again. But then the next week, you're not quite there. That happens as you age. And there's nothing wrong with that. And Tampa's going to be really good because they have him. But I don't think they're going to be consistently good because they have him. So that's why Tampa's out. Miami, they're close to being in. Those boys are no punks. Brian Flores has them balling down there in Miami. Vegas, they're playing well. Mr. Carr is playing very good football at quarterback. In fact, he's being overlooked for how well he's playing, but he's having a great year. And Cleveland, I told you they're a playoff team. Nothing special. They'll lose in the first round. But they are definitely a playoff team. Here's a switch. Yesterday, and I have to think about this for a little bit, I did not have Arizona Cardinals at the top 10 team, but I do this week. I think what Kyler Murray's doing, what the rest of the team is doing offensively, holding their own defensively, this team was a team that wouldn't be 5-3. They should be 6-2. A couple bad calls, offensive calls, in which the coach has already taken responsibility for. And I think this team will be a 6-2 team and be a no-brainer top 10. The Colts, I love their defense. I think the offense is doing just enough, so I have them at number 9. And number 8, I have the Ravens. And look, I don't care who beat who necessarily so far, but I like the Ravens' defense. But they need to be able to stretch the field. Otherwise, they're going to be a perennial top 10 team. They're going to be kind of like the Utah Jazz without the longevity. And remember how the Jazz were good every year? They just weren't good enough. Right now, I think that's the Baltimore Ravens. I think they're very good. I just don't think they're good enough. They can't take the top off. They're going to consistently meet teams that are packing 8-9 in a box and daring them to throw the ball. Mark Andrews is a terrific tight end. He's not going to beat Steve. He's not. And when your deep threat and your best wide receiver is Willie Snead, the fifth, you are in a lot of trouble. The next team, I'm going to go with the New Orleans Saints at number 7. Now, I know they have Drew Brees. I know they have Kamara. I know they have Michael Thomas back. I have a real problem with the quarterback that can't throw deep. Drew Brees is the reason why I don't have them any higher. But as of this week, they're number 7. Number 6, the Green Bay Packers. Nothing real special on defense, but special enough. Good running back, good wide receiver, and Devontae Adams. And a quarterback that makes it feel like tears are falling from heaven when he throws a deep ball. And this team is good enough to do some things in the NFC. Number 5, I know Seattle can't play defense, but damn it, they have Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson has Sierra. Do I need to say anything else? Just kidding. DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett. Chris Carson should be back this week. This is a very good team. Yeah, they went up to Buffalo and they lost. There's no shame in going up to Buffalo and losing. No shame in that whatsoever. I still think they're the best team in the NFC. Defensively, they can struggle, but offensively, they make up for a lot of those struggles. Have them as the fifth best team. And I'm going to surprise some of you. I have Tennessee up next at number four. And you'll probably think, wow, there's a lot of teams better than Tennessee. I like what Tennessee does. They control the clock. They control the ball. The difference is with A.J. Brown, they do have an out. Tannehill, I think, is a better overall quarterback than Lamar Jackson at Baltimore. I'm not saying he's more talented, but I think he's better at playing the position of quarterback. And I love when people say, well, they can't fall down by a lot and win. There's really only a couple teams that can, though. So I think that one's kind of unfair to say, well, if they fall down by a lot, they're not built to come back. There's a lot of teams that if they fall down by a lot, they're not built to come back. So I'm not gonna take points away from them because they're one of the teams that fall into that category. Next up is Buffalo. Now, I've not been the biggest Josh Allen fan. And to me, he is Cam Newton. Josh Allen is Cam Newton. Very athletic, very big, very strong. Can make passes. Makes the passes that he shouldn't make, and then misses the passes he should. But they have a decent defense, and they have catered their offense around what Josh Allen does well. And they're playing very well. They're going to win this division. And I know that's odd to hear that a team other than the New England Patriots are going to win a division. But they are. They are the best team in the AFC East. With Miami on their heels. Remember, New England was just barely good enough to beat the Jets. Just dropping that out there. Number two, down to two teams. One team is completely undefeated. One team is not undefeated. So the number two team and my power ranking this week, I'll tell you right after this break. This is the Cave Show, PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Hey, this is Kofi, and I don't go a day without listening to the Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, this is Javon Carter with the Phoenix Suns, and I am in the Cave with PLR.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Make sure you're checking us out on social media at the Sports Cave, Caves with the K, on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook. Our website is thesportscave.com. Remember, Cave is always with the K, and my direct Twitter is PLR on Sports. I tell you, Maduro's is a place to be. It is Cigars with the Cave Show live today. And they're killing me with this music. Killing me. It's good stuff today. Music is always playing overhead. And don't forget, if you mention PLR sent you, you get 10% off of your cigar purchase. Yeah, this R&B has me. It has me. It's the old good stuff. And it has me. Told you, y'all gonna mess around at me singing in a minute. And I don't want to do that to you. But I might have to. It just played through with you by the Isley Brothers. Grown-ups, stand up. You know what I'm talking about here. Back to these NFL rankings, I promise you, the next two teams, number two, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I will catch hell for that. Live with a Steelers fan. So if she's listening, I know I'm going to catch hell for that. But that's okay. The Steelers are a very good team. They haven't lost. They have not lost. They're a good team. They can run. They can pass. They can defend. They do everything well enough to be a team that can come out of the AFC for a Super Bowl berth. Big Ben is back to being Big Ben. Vince Connor can run. Claypool is emerging. You hear his name more than you hear Juju Smith-Schuster. They're a very good team. But with all that being said, it doesn't change the fact that in Kansas City, they have an alien playing quarterback. And if you have an alien playing quarterback, it is unfair to everybody else. It's just flat unfair to everybody else. You're sitting there with Patrick Mahomes as your QB. And you have a track team playing wide receiver. And you have a defense that's good enough. And you remember when I said it's unfair to say about Tennessee, they can't come back from a big deficit. Well, you know who can come back from a big deficit? The Kansas City Chiefs. There is no deficit that is too big for that team to come back from as long as they got that dude rolling out there playing quarterback. It just simply isn't. So you have my power rankings, and you have the reason behind my power rankings. Not done, all willy-nilly. So I'm going to switch up, switch sports, and I want to give you something a little bit different. I want to talk about all these possible trades and all these possible things that could go on with the NBA coming up. We've heard a lot about Chris Paul possibly heading to the Suns. A lot of it's clickbait, but a lot of it is true. The Thunder have given permission for Chris Paul's agent to look for another team, to look for a trade that could possibly work for him. I told you yesterday, once they promoted an assistant coach to head coach, that's it. Chris Paul is out. A veteran like Chris Paul is not sitting around waiting for a new coach to come in, set the tone, figure out what they're going to do, and rebuild. Listen, they played well last year. A lot of it had to do with Chris Paul being there. A lot of it. But that's not what Oklahoma City wants. They don't want to middle around and fart around and putz around with being, you know, a 7-8 seed. And they know they may have to get a little bit worse before they get a little bit better. And when you got, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I messed up his name, I apologize. You know that this team is ready to make that move somewhere down the line. And I look at this team as a team that's going to drop out. And I just don't see holding on to Chris Paul for them. And like I said, I know a lot of this is clickbait. I do. A lot of the stuff that happens is clickbait. But Chris Paul leaving the Oklahoma City Thunder is not clickbait. That's backbait. And will he end up in Phoenix? That's what everyone here wants to know. And I'm sorry, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I do think that trade is going to happen. I do think he's moving on. Like I said, if it's here or somewhere, it's definitely not going to be there. But I started thinking, some guys I'd like to see move and some places I'd like to see those guys go to. Now, mind you, I am not saying that all this stuff works and all this stuff can financially make sense. I'm not saying that by any stretch of the imagination. But there's some guys I think would fit in other places. I think it would be a good trade for Houston to move James Harden to Philadelphia for Ben Simmons. You're getting your size. You're getting your point guard of the future. They have enough shooting right now to get by. He's definitely going to give you size in a position you didn't have size. And for Philadelphia, you're going to get a star that's going to help legitimize what you're trying to do. And I think that's a good trade all the way around. I know there's other pieces. I know there's other things that will have to come in play to make that work. But I think that's a good trade. A good swap. A swap I'd like to see. Another swap I'd like to see with Philadelphia. I think it's time to move off of Embiid. I think he would fit perfectly in Golden State. And if you trade him for Wiggins and what other pieces you need to make it work contractually, I think that's a good move for everyone. And here's why. You give Philadelphia an established star with James Harden, and in the East, that keeps them at where they are until you can build more pieces around. They have some offense, and you know what else they have? They have someone that has availability. Not just ability. And you know, and I know, Ben Simmons gets hurt a lot. Joel Embiid gets hurt a lot, partially because he's never in shape. And I think if he got to Philadelphia, he'd be in, if he got to go to state, I think he'd be in shape. You par Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and some of that young talent like Pascal that they have. I think you have a very good team. Instantly, it's competing for an NBA championship. And if he does get banged up, now it's not end of life for you because you have other stars there. And I think that would be a good fit and a good move for both teams. It also gives Philadelphia that opportunity to do something. I heard Jay Will say this from the four letter, and I agree. Russell Westbrook should move as well, and I think the Knicks would be a good spot. He would automatically make that team close to a playoff team. Again, I'm giving you people I think should go places. I've not worked this out in the draft calculator. I'm not throwing in draft picks. I'm not throwing in a compensation. I'm just telling you people who I think will look good in different jerseys. DeMar DeRozan, rumor has it, wants to go to the Lakers. I think that's a good fit for him. And I think Kuzma is a good fit for San Antonio because now he's not playing under anyone's shadow and he could be free just to play basketball. And let's be honest, the Spurs are not jumping into the playoffs next year. I mean, let's just be honest. Not in the West. They're not. And I think it's a natural fallout for Houston and it's a natural fallout of the playoffs for for Houston and for the Thunder. And I think the Suns and another team slide in. Maybe New Orleans. Who knows? But we'll see how all that shakes down. And I think a team like the Clippers, I think they automatically get better when they automatically do one thing. Stop load management and play basketball. I think that helps them a lot. It helps them immensely if that's something that they want to do. And notice I said it's something if they want to do, if they want to play basketball, and they want to be a cohesive unit. There's no other star for them to get. They have to figure out how to make it work with what they have. Otherwise, you're going to see the likes of Kawhi and the likes of Paul George opting out. And it's really just that simple. We got one more break we got to take. We're going to take it a little early, so come back. I'm going to give you the picks for the week. Also, talk a little bit of White Sox. Talk a little bit of NCAA. And we have that to do. And then we start the weekend. This is The Cave Show. This is BLR. And we're coming to you live from Maduro's for Cigars with The Cave Show.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Welcome back to the Cave Show at PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for hanging with us this Friday Eve, live from Maduro's Cigars with the Cave Show. Featured cigar today is the Faro. It's a Rocky Patel blend. It is the official cigar of Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. If you go to the Sports Cave on the Twitter, you will see not only the cigar, but you'll also see a little swag on there as well, with the cutter and a lighter, all of which are available at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. The one cool thing about coming down here, and I always got to get this out and let everyone know, especially when I'm here, it's not a place where you come in, you walk in a humidor, and you just guess what you want. It's not that kind of place. Everyone here is incredibly helpful. From the owner, Rod Harden, down to Tina, they do the best job of matching you with the type of cigar that you would want to smoke. If you're an avid cigar smoker, or if you're a newbie, get down here and check them out. They're not going to give you a cigar that's going to make you not like smoking cigars, especially if you're a newbie. You don't want to grab a cigar, a full-body cigar that you've never smoked in your life, and your first time, smoke what I like to call your grandfather's cigar, where the band is big, and you're smoking it, and you're coughing. That's not enjoying it. You won't want another one. So come down here, explain what type of cigar smoker you are. Novice, first time, or you're a regular cigar smoker, and they will pair you with the perfect cigar. Pick your favorite or try something new. All down here at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, 4991 South Alma School, locally in Chandler, Arizona. I was asked the other day, the music that plays in the background when I'm doing picks, that is, yes, you're correct. That is one of our house songs, one of our theme music that was done by the one and only my boy, my brother, may he rest in forever peace, Sean Haley. He put that music together for me. And so there you have it. I don't remember who was talking to me about it, but that is the music that you're hearing in the background. So with that being said, it's that time. Yes, I'm going to lead you to a life of debauchery. Last week, I told you, go and get your 401k, take a little bit of money out, bet it on the Packers to cover, and guess what they did. So I've got another lock for you coming up this week. I'm going to give that to you shortly, but let's get going. Tonight's game, we have the Indianapolis Colts playing the Tennessee Titans. It's an even game. That basically means a pick 'em, which basically means that Indianapolis would have been favored at home, because home you usually get 3 points, but it's not in Indianapolis. Great Indianapolis defense against a running team in Tennessee. Tennessee's at home. It's an even game, pick 'em game. I think take Tennessee at home. Houston goes to Cleveland. I can't believe I'm doing this. Cleveland is a 3-point favorite. I say take the points, take Cleveland. Washington goes to Detroit. You never know what Detroit you're going to get. You never know what Washington you're going to get. Detroit's at home, pretty much a who cares game. It's an even game. It's a coin toss, take them. Jacksonville goes into Green Bay. And I can't believe I'm going to do this, but for the second week in a row, this game is my lock game. This is the game where you borrow a little bit from your son's college fund. I know Green Bay is a 13.5-point favorite. Have you ever seen a Florida team play in cold weather with a young quarterback against one of the greats of all time? you already know how that's going to turn out. Take Green Bay, take 13.5. And whenever there's a wide spread like this, this is what you have to think. If Jacksonville can put 10 points on the board against Green Bay, can Green Bay put 24 on the board against Jacksonville? The answer is not just yes, it's hell yes. Lock of the week, Green Bay and Jacksonville. Philadelphia, 3-4, go into New York to play New Jersey to play the Giants. Philadelphia is a 3.5-point favorite. I hate betting on Carson Wentz. And I'm not. Even though I think Philly may win this game, take the Giants, take the points. Tampa Bay goes into Carolina to play Teddy Two Gloves. Carolina gave Kansas City everything they could handle last week. Everything they could handle. Tampa Bay is a 5.5-point favorite. Do I think Tampa wins this game? Yes. Do I think they cover? No. Take Carolina, take the points. Denver goes into Las Vegas. I told you how well I think Carr is playing the quarterback. I told you how well I think Vegas is doing overall. I have no faith in Denver on the road, especially going to Vegas. 5-point favorite. I'm taking the Raiders. I'm taking the points in this game. The Chargers go down to Miami to play the Dolphins. Dolphins are favored by 2.5 over the Chargers. Justin Herbert is playing incredible. Tua is not doing anything to make his team lose. I don't like it. I don't like the 2.5, but take it anyway. Miami over the Chargers. Now, this is a game that baffled me. Seattle goes to L.A. to play the Raiders. I think Seattle's a better team. But then they have the Goff effect. Jared Goff at home is good. Jared Goff on the road sucks. This is Jared Goff at home. Seattle, on the other hand, they had to fly to Buffalo cross country. They come back home, and now they fly down to L.A. I think it's a lot. Even though I think Seattle's a better team, I think the Rams win this game at home by 1.5. Take the Rams. San Francisco goes to New Orleans. New Orleans is a 9.5-point favorite. Nothing that New Orleans has done this year says that they should be favored by 9.5 points over anyone. However, the Niners are a mass unit, and they're on the road, and they're in New Orleans. I don't like this matchup for the Niners. I don't. I don't think there's anything that they do well enough to offset all the things that New Orleans does well. So in saying that, it's a lot of points. Take it. Take the 9.5. Take New Orleans over San Francisco. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. No line out. A lot of it has to do with if Ben Roethlisberger is going to play or not. I don't think it matters, but yet it does. This is a wait-and-see game. So I'm not giving you this game. If Ben plays, take Pittsburgh as long as the points are under 7. Otherwise, take Cincinnati. Baltimore and New England. Boy, when this game was scheduled, we all thought this was going to be a heck of a game. And then we watched New England play. With wide receivers that couldn't beat me in a foot race. But 7 is a lot to give. And Bill Belichick's team is being told that they're not very good. And they can't play very well. And even though I think Baltimore may win this game, I think 7 is too much. Take New England with those points. Buffalo comes to Arizona. No line out on this game as of yet. I'm telling you right now, I don't care. Take the Cardinals. If they're a dog, take them. If they're not favored by more than 3 points, take them. They bounce back after last week. Last week's loss. Even though they lost to a good Miami team, I don't think it was the type of game that they should have lost at home. They bounce back this week. They will beat Buffalo. Definitely take the Arizona Cardinals. And lastly, on Monday night, the Minnesota Vikings come to Chicago and play the Bears. Minnesota's favored by 2.5. Bears have lost 3 games in a row. They're 5-4. They're struggling. They can't seem to get anything right on offense. defense is getting tired because they're on the field too much. And with all that being said, take Chicago and take those points. A lot of people don't know this, or they haven't looked back at it. Matt Nagy is as one as last four against Minnesota. For whatever reason, he has their number. Kirk Cousins looks like hot garbage caca every time he plays the Chicago Bears. I don't see why anything will change or why anything will be any different. Take Chicago. I'm saying it. I'm setting myself up for heartbreak. Take Chicago. Minnesota is not 2.5 points better in the city with Kirk Cousins as quarterback. And even though the running game looks good, how they run is not conducive for them against Chicago Bears play defense. This is your shot. Chicago breaks the losing streak, heads into the bye, and they put money in your pocket. On a bye this week, the Falcons, the Cowboys, the Chiefs, and the Jets. The Cowboys and the Jets have been on a bye since the season started, so it shouldn't make that much difference to you one way or the other. A couple of things I want to get into before we get out of here. This is the Cave Show with PLR. Cigars with the Cave Show, coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. And now they're playing Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm going to hit you with this. No, I'm not going to hit you with this. I've held out. I can't do Maurice White. Love has found its way. Oh, my goodness, I had to. You can't play that song and not sing it. How do you not sing Love is Holiday? And I'm going to get into the White Sox, but I'm telling you youngsters that listen to this show, you missed out on life. There's so many ways you young cats think that you should be romantic. Y'all are not to be romantic. There's not a young cat out here. The song comes on, like Love's Holiday. First off, they may not know what it is, unless they have a parent that listens to this. Let's say that right now. When a song comes on, you don't even have to say a word. You just stand up, look at your lady, put your hand out. She gonna take your hand and dance. You can't dance to this rap stuff the same way. Grown folk music. Anyway, let me jump onto this White Sox thing before I lose my train of thought and start breaking it down even more for you young cats. So the White Sox are screwed. They're between a rock and a hard place. They have committed to La Russa. They've committed to Tony La Russa being their manager. And it's probably one of the worst moves that you could think of. It was a bad move before any of the DUI stuff came out. And now the White Sox are sticking to their guns. They're sticking to the, well, we got to let this thing play out in court. Okay, let me break down drunk driving for you in Arizona. There is no breakdown. If you get caught driving drunk in Arizona, you're in trouble. They have, in this state, one of the stiffest drunk driving penalties there are. He blew a .9. You're not supposed to blow over a .8. He's in trouble. And how do you have that, especially since it's his second time? He got busted in 07 for a DUI when he was still managing the St. Louis Cardinals. The White Sox, I know Reinsdorf has this love affair with Tony La Russa. I know it's his guy. I know he wants it. I know logic has left the building. I understand all that. You have to move off of him. You have to move off Tony La Russa. And I don't know who to tell you to move on to because Cora was going back to the Red Sox and you slept on A.J. Hinch. So I don't know who to tell you to go to, but I know who to tell you to leave. And you can frame this like you would a bad relationship. I don't know who to tell you to get with, but I know the person you're with is bad for you. And that person you need to move off of. If you're in a relationship with anybody and you look at someone and the person they're with has been busted for something, And before you could marry them, they get busted for the same thing again. You know you would tell your friend, yo, man, I don't know. If they keep getting busted for breaking the law, they might be a lawbreaker. That may not be someone you want to mess with. Maybe by them getting busted before the wedding, it's telling you you have a way out, take it. Tony La Russa can't be that good at 76 that he should jump over all the protocols that I think you would want to have for a leader of your team. For a young team that already does all the things that he does not like, could you imagine if I'm on that team, the first time he says some nonsense to me, like, turn your hat around, don't toss your bat, get around the bases faster, I'm going to say, next time, take an Uber, try not driving drunk. When you can do that, then you come tell me what to do. It's bad all the way around. And this isn't even a, well, you know what? It's his first time, so we're going to work with him. He's done it before. He has bad judgment. And he's a jerk. Oh, I'm sorry. He shows jerk-like tendencies. Mind you, this is a Hall of Fame manager that's in the Hall of Fame on the backs of dudes that everyone that's a baseball traditionalist hates. Because they allegedly, or more than allegedly, use steroids. But we don't hold Tony La Russa responsible for any of that. He's above reproach. The hell he is. Not with me. You know what? Second drunk driving, you're out. Your judgment sucks. And Reinsdorf, I don't care how much you love him. I don't care. You've got to go in a different direction, and you got to make that happen now. This has been a great week. Don't forget tomorrow, we're doing an encore presentation of the Cave Show with PLR. Thank you to Maduro's for hosting us as usual, like you do on every Thursday for Cigars with the Cave Show. Make sure you're following us on all social media, for the Twitter, the Instagram, and Facebook at the Sports Cave. Cave is with the K. SportsCave.com is our website. Cave is with the K. And you can hit me directly on Twitter at PLR on Sports. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it again. Maduro's, thank you for hosting. All calls this week, as usual, are made on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Everyone, be safe this weekend. Mask up. Be safe. Take care of the ones you love. Until Monday, when we're back with a full NFL wrap-up and roundup, and we'll have news and notes from the Pac-12 basketball media stuff. We'll have all that for you right here on the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Everyone, enjoy your weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday. And you know how we do it now. Temptations, bring us home.